The Growing Pains of Adrian Mole by Sue Townsend, read by Nicholas Barnes. Sunday, April the 4th. My father has sent a telegram to the War Office. He wants to take part in the war with Argentina. His telegram read, "Qualified heating engineer, stop. A1 fitness, stop. Offers himself in the service of his country, stop. Ready for immediate mobilization." My mother says that my father will do anything to avoid working for Manpower Services as a canal bank renovator. At tea time, I was looking at our world map, but I couldn't see the Falkland Islands anywhere. My mother found them. They were hidden under a crumb of fruitcake. I feel guilty about mentioning a personal anguish at this time of national crisis, but ever since last night, when a model aeroplane became stuck fast to my nose with glue, I have suffered torment. My nose has swollen up so much that I am frantic with worry that it might burst and take my brain with it. I rang the casualty department and, after a lot of laughing, the nurse who removed the plane came on the line. She said that I was probably allergic to the glue and that the swelling would go down in a few days. She added, "Perhaps it will teach you not to sniff glue again." I tried to explain, but she put the phone down. Pandora has been round, but I declined to see her. She would go straight off me if she saw my repulsive nose. Monday, April the 5th. Just my luck. It is the first day of the school holidays and I can't go out because of my gigantic swollen nose. Even my mother is a bit worried about it now. She wanted to prick it with a sterilized needle, but I wouldn't let her. She can't sew an accurate patch on a pair of jeans with a needle, let alone do delicate...